It is my pleasure to welcome the 2017 U.S. Open champion, Brooks Koepka. Brooks, have you had a chance to let that sink in yet?
I have not. I probably won't for a while, but I mean, that's probably the most emotion I've ever showed coming down the stretch. I mean, it feels amazing, you know, to get my name on this trophy with so many other great names. It's truly an honor.
Brooks shot a 5-under-67 today. It was his fourth sub-par round in the championship. He finished 16-under-par to claim the 117th U.S. Open by four strokes here at Erin Hills. The 16-under-par ties the championship scoring record for most strokes under par over 72 holes, record originally set in 2011 by Rory McIlroy at Congressional Country Club. Brooks, can you just talk a little bit about your play throughout the week?
Yeah, I played really solid from the moment we got here, on Monday and all the way through till today. Ball striking was pretty solid. It had to be today, especially with the wind. And, I got hot with the putter there for a little bit today and all week. So, all around my game was pretty solid, and I couldn't be happier.
Brooks, you talked about showing more emotion than you ever have coming down the stretch. A lot of us didn't quite see that. I wonder if you could.
Did you see that fist pump there on 18?
It's huge.
Yes.
Yeah, big. Okay, you and Dustin. Can you just give us some insight on what was going through you inside since we didn't see much outside?
Just staying one shot at a time. That's what I kept doing. Dustin actually called me last night and told me the same thing. Just stay patient. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to win the thing. And just don't get ahead of yourself. A bunch of people told me that, and I felt like I really stayed patient all week. Between conversations I've had with Claude and Pete Cowan sat me down, I think on Tuesday, and kind of had a conversation with me and on just kind of staying patient, not trying to win. I felt like that's kind of been the thing lately with me, why I haven't really played that well. I've been trying to win so badly. I felt like I've underachieved. The more patient that I can become, the more times I'll put myself in this situation.
Brooks, you've won all over the world. What is it about your game that you can take to any continent and get a victory, do you think?
I feel like I strike it really well. I can control my flights, control the spin, and anytime you can do that, you pretty much can play anywhere. I drove the ball really well this week, so that helped. Obviously the fairways are a little bit wider. You know, to have that where some of the misses typically would be in a bunker and deeper off in like the typical U.S. Open. But, they were able to hang on, especially with the wet conditions.
Brooks, a few years ago you gave an interview where you said if you could do it all over again, you would have stuck with baseball growing up. Sitting here with the U.S. Open trophy and $2.8 million extra dollars in the bank, do you think you made the right decision?
I think so. I think I'll be all right.
Brooks, congratulations. Can you talk two things? One, can you expand a little bit on the phone call I guess you got from Dustin last night, you said? And two, can you sort of talk about that three-hole stretch at that point? It was a wide-open ball game at that point. I mean, no one had really sort of stretched out the lead, and you kind of seemed to take it with that three-wood, I believe it was on 14. Could you just talk about that stretch, that three-hole stretch as well?
Yeah, I mean, that stretch, that par save was massive on 13. I mean, that's kind of the reason I felt like I had so much confidence coming down, especially with a par 5 coming up, knowing you need to birdie that. To be honest with you, I think it was like 300 to the pin, but I knew I could get there with 3-wood. If I just turned it and leaving it in that bunker wasn't that bad. Anywhere over there was fine. And, on 15, I kind of hit actually a poor tee shot, but that second shot was unbelievable. That pin's hanging off the back and into the wind. It was pretty impressive, or I thought. It was probably one of the best shots I've hit all week, to be honest with you. And then I saw the pitch mark on 16, and that almost, I think, stayed up top. I don't know. We couldn't see the bottom of the flag, but, I mean, I flushed it right at the flag. So ball striking was really good. And, anytime you're striking it well, you're going to give yourself some chances. And I just built off that putt on 13 and had some confidence.
From Dustin?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably not that much that's that interesting. I mean, to be honest, I mean, it was a long phone call for us. It was like 2 minutes. So there wasn't much, but he just said a few things, and you know, just stay patient, and you know, I'll win if I stay patient and just keep doing what I'm doing, because you know, we played Tuesday practice round together, and he watched me play. I thought I played pretty solid on Tuesday, and you know, he said he was pulling for me, and just hang in there. It'll happen.
Brooks, there are players in the Hall of Fame who didn't win their first major until their 30s or 40s. Why did you feel like an underachiever at 27?
I'd won once on the PGA Tour, once on the European Tour, and I felt like I've put myself in contention so many times, and I don't want to say got unlucky. I felt like it just never quite fully came together. I put myself in some good chances over the majors over the last few years and never really quite came through. You know, the PGA last year, I thought like I had a good chance, and unfortunately my ankle and, you know, having to walk like 30 holes in wet conditions probably wasn't ideal for that. But I just felt like I should be winning more. I don't know why. It's one of those things. I'm not a big fan of losing. I don't think anybody out here is. I just couldn't stand the fact that I'd only won once.
Brooks, Claude was just talking about how you struggled earlier this year, but you've been able to bounce back. What was going on earlier in the year, and how did you get yourself through that?
Just some stuff off the golf course. That's it. I'm not going to expand on it. Sorry.
Just around that big trophy you're sitting next to.
Yeah.
Brooks, at 16 under, I mean, this tournament always bills itself as golf's ultimate test. At 16 under, did you feel like you got the ultimate test?
Yeah. I felt like you, especially today with the wind, this golf course, you had to put the ball in the fairway, and if you didn't, you really got penalized. And just plain and simple, I think I was in the fescue a couple times, I think maybe three times, and I mean, it all jumped out straight left on me. I didn't even have a good lie. So, I mean, I can't imagine if I'd have hit it in there a couple more times how bad it would have been. You know, with it being wet, made the fairways a bit wider, and the greens a little bit more receptive, but I mean, this golf course was in unbelievable shape. I love it, obviously. But, yeah, I thought it was a great test.
Brooks, with the first major under your belt now, does it take pressure off of you going into future majors?
I don't think so. You know, I've worked my tail off over the last 6 months, made some changes, you know, from grinding every day in the gym, trying to make sure that I was physically ready and strong enough to be able to swing the club the way I wanted to. And, you know, I during that struggle, the beginning part of the year, never quit. I mean, I was grinding all day, every day is what it felt like. And I just couldn't get my mind to free up. But, you know, I'm past that now, and everything's fine.
So you've referenced the Ryder Cup pressure last year. I just wonder, even though a completely different scenario, was there any part of that pressure that you were able to draw in terms of how you handled that then and how you handled today?
Yeah, I think that the Ryder Cup was kind of the first real taste of true pressure I think I've ever felt. I don't get too nervous. I don't really think too far ahead usually. And to be honest with you, this week I don't think I ever got nervous. Not at one point. It's one of those things, I just stayed in the moment. And I thought that if I thought ahead, if I strayed from the game plan at all, that I thought that's where things were going to kind of go wayward and sideways. And you start thinking ahead, you start thinking about having the trophy, or start thinking about other things. I mean, you're here to play golf. You got 18 holes, just gut it out for that long, and then you can celebrate.
Did you know the record was 16 under? Did you know you had a chance to go to 17 and break the record today?
I did not know that. I wish I'd have gotten up and down on 18. I know that would have been nice, but I mean, it's still a pretty cool accomplishment.
Brooks, you took a pretty unconventional route to get here, you know, leaving America, going to Europe. Do you feel that experience made you a more complete golfer for the kind of skills that you had to learn there? And secondly, what were some of the crazier stories that you encountered when you were over in Europe?
There's some pretty crazy ones. I mean, the going over to play in the Challenge Tour was really, really cool. You know, to get to travel the world at 22, 21 years old and do what you do for a living is pretty neat. I mean, I love traveling. I'll go anywhere. I think it's so much fun, and some of the places we went to were pretty neat. And to go over there, I think it helped me grow up a little bit, and really figure out that, yeah, hey, you play golf, get it done, and then you know, you can really take this somewhere. And I built a lot of confidence off that.
When you're trying to win a major for the first time, a lot of the guys who already have them said that you've got to have something else, that there's got to be something kind of pushing you. How much did that help you, or what was it that put you, you know, that allowed you to separate yourself today?
It's the basic answer of just staying at one shot at a time. I was not thinking about anything else out there. I wasn't thinking anything other than the shot I just had or was about to hit. I don't think I even mentioned to my caddy Ricky even about anything winning or all week. He just told me, you know, you're playing good, just keep going, let's go, let's finish this thing off. You know, one more good shot, and that was kind of all we talked about all week. It wasn't, I know it sounds pretty boring, but it's the truth.
It was a top five finish at the U.S. Open that got you your PGA Tour card. Now your first major is the U.S. Open. Is this tournament going to be special for you? You know, did it mean more to win here? But my question is, does it mean more because this is the tournament that propelled you onto the PGA Tour?
I was going to find a way, I think, to get my card either way. I mean, I love U.S. Opens. I think anytime you test your whole game, you can't make a double bogey in a U.S. Open. I mean, it takes two holes to recover from that, where a bogey takes one. It's just simple. You can't make mistakes every shot. I mean, there's a double and a triple waiting around every corner if you just kind of take your mind off it or just kind of relax for a half second. And there's something about majors where I just focus in a lot more. Obviously, I need to do that more often, but it's got my full attention. Every shot, every putt, I mean, even if it's 12 inches, you know, a foot and a half, I'm still reading it, still doing everything, and it's got my attention.
Brooks, considering you say you had underachieved to this point, I'm curious to know how lofty are your goals in the game of golf?
Well, they're pretty high. I'd say, I mean, we started out this year, and I thought I needed to win multiple times in a major. I'm sure someone heard me say that. I thought the way my game's set up, I think I can win, you know, multiple times a year. I really do. And I think, you know, this is hopefully major number one, and there's many more to come.
Brooks, obviously you played here in the 2011 Amateur, and if I remember serves me right, you didn't even make the 36-hole cut. But now you win here. So looking at this course and this championship and how it played out with the six of the top 10 not even make the cut, should the U.S. Open come back to this golf course at some point?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think they should. I'd be a big fan of that.
What was the Clement distance on 15 and the Clement 16?
15, I don't remember what it was. I think it was like 155. We chipped an 8-iron. And then on 16, it was a 9-iron. And we just tried to hit a 3-quarter 9-iron on 16. Lucky it didn't go in the back of the green, because that would have been an impossible putt.
And going back to kind of the journey that got you here, does it make it more satisfying to go the route you went and got here? And was there ever a low point?
Was there ever a what?
Low point.
Yeah, actually there was. There was a low point. I called Blake Smith, my manager, I think, right before I won the final Challenge Tour event to get to the European Tour. And I think it was the night of the third round. I called him and I was like, I don't even want to play. I just want to go home. I was kind of, I don't want to say homesick. It was just tired of golf, tired of traveling. I just wanted to be home. Even though I think I had the lead at that point, and you know, was about to win the third one, I for some reason I just wanted to get out and go home. I don't know why.
And then after you won, I think you went down and qualified for the Open the next day, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean it was one of the. I've never felt that way. I don't want to say I don't even know what was going on. It was one of those things. I think I'd played so many weeks in a row, not a day off. It really got to me. That's all I can say, I guess.
Brooks, first of all, congratulations. I'm curious, a lot of players will have their theories that, if I can win a major, I'm going to do this or that. How will you reward yourself? Is there something that you plan on doing now that you've accomplished one of these goals?
Probably have a couple of Michelob Ultras. That'd probably be a good start. No, I mean, I'm just going to enjoy it for right now. I think it hasn't even sunk in, but I think it'll be special. You know, I want to see my family and be with them. I think that'll be pretty neat. And, you know, with everyone that's kind of played a part in helping me win this, I just want to be with them and my family, to be honest with you.
Just talking to Charlie and Ricky, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Thomas, Brian, coming off the course, every one of them said something in their post-round interview, like, Brooks is too good to not have won one of these. You know, Brooks, you know, was bound to win one of these. He's, you know, those types of comments. So you know, you talk about feeling like you're an underachiever, but clearly your peers are not surprised to see you win a major championship. How does that make you feel to think that your peers have seen this in you? And
I mean, it feels good. You know, we all hang out together. I mean, we've played golf together since we've been 14, 15, you know, with Justin, Ricky, all those guys. I mean, we all hang out back home, and everybody knows everyone's potential. You gotta be able to do it, and, you know, luckily enough, this week I was able to do it. I mean, those guys are going to win a bunch of majors. Those guys are going to win them multiple times. They're going to have unbelievable careers. I think the younger generation that's kind of coming up right now is really impressive. I mean, you look at those guys, look at the top of the leaderboard. Even Hideki. I mean, it's so impressive. It really is. And it's getting that much harder to win them.
Yes, Brooks. You had said before you were staying in the moment. A lot of people have a really hard time. Golfers are not just staying in the moment one shot at a time kind of thing. Are there any tricks or any things that you do that help you accomplish that?
Can't be focused in for that long, for 5.5 hours. It's just, I think it's impossible. So you got to have a little break, and then kind of, you know, when I get back to the ball or kind of stand right next to the bag, it's like, okay, all right, let's get into it. Let's get going. Let's focus on this now. Let's cut whatever we're doing and get back into golf mode.
Could you please describe that important par putt on 13?
Actually, it was kind of an easier putt. I felt like the hole was kind of in a little swell where if I played it, I think I played it just outside the cup. And it was one of those things, if I hit it just high a little bit outside, it seemed like it was going to come back into the hole. It was kind of in a little funnel where if I played it a little straight, it might hang straight. I needed to make that if I was going to win this golf tournament. And on 10, I mean, that was one of the worst strokes I've had all week. I think it might have been the only three putt or something, but... and then 11, it's just I wasn't giving it enough pace. You know, on 10, it barely got to the hole. 11, it, you know, ran across the front edge. And 12, I just steamrolled it and had 4 feet coming back. And that was probably a really important putt too, 12 and 13.
Brooks, Gary Player said one of his proudest accomplishments was being a truly world champion. How special do you hold your wins around the world? How much does it mean?
I can't hear you. Sorry.
Gary Player said one of his proudest accomplishments was being a truly world champion. How special do you feel knowing that you've won around the world and now the U.S. Open including?
I mean, it's pretty special. I look at all these places that I've won. Just won in Japan, I think, in November. And, you know, to win in European Tour and in Turkey and Phoenix. I mean, you look back at all the wins, even on the Challenge Tour. It's pretty cool to look at all. I'd love to get a map and just start looking at all the places I've won. It's pretty cool. But to win, you know, my first major, you know, in the United States is pretty special. And, you know, like it is Father's Day. So hopefully, I didn't get him a card. So I really hope this works.
This will do. Well, Brooks, on behalf of the USGA, we are thrilled to call you the 2017